I want to thank you for spending a few moments with Green Arrow Radio, and welcome you, let's see, next week. Actually, it'll be this week to Toad's Place.
Yeah, correct.
Coming on Thursday, I believe. Yeah, Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Playing at the legendary Toad's. Have you ever played there before?
You know, I haven't. This will be my first time.
Oh, it's a treat. It's a neat little venue. And it's been played there. Oh, so many great players have been there before. Mick Jagger and the boys showed up one day.
Dag.
Out of the blue, just knock, knock, knock.
Right on.
And so, yeah, and with your style, Scrap-O-Matic, I'm speaking of here, the soulfulness of that of your new album especially, but the first album as well, how do you do it? Where are you coming from? Where did you start?
Well, let's see. Paul and I are both from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, technically, he's from St. Paul.
So you're Twins fans?
Fair weather. Yeah, now I am.
Now you are.
but yeah, we started off playing in a funk band in about 1993, and we all relocated to New York, and that kind of fell apart. In the late 90s, and Paul and I, our interests kind of were going elsewhere anyway, more towards the real blues and almost pre-blues stuff. People like Reverend Gary Davis, and Mississippi John Hurt, and Son House, and moving on up in the Howlin' Wolf and stuff. And so we just kind of went with that blues trajectory, I guess you might call it, and that's kind of how we ended up where we are now. For us, it was really a process, just kind of stripping all the effects and trappings of being in a big funk band, and just kind of trying to get back to the dirty stuff.
Well, I gotta say, the self-titled debut album from 2003 was dirty, and the new one, Alligator Love Cry, coming out, I believe, on the 10th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coming out very soon. I have received an advanced copy of that, and that is just as dirty, if not dirtier.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're trying to make it dirtier.
Starting right off with Louisiana Anna, it just is so tasty.
Oh, thank you.
It's such a treat, and it's the key for my listeners that I want to let them know about is, as I play the tunes, it's so fresh. That it is unlike most things you're going to hear.
Oh, well, thank you. Hopefully, yeah. I mean, there's definitely, you can definitely hear who we're robbing from song to song. I don't know if I should give it away. But, yeah, we're trying to get a nice pastiche of stuff, trying to get our own kind of style happening. I think we're getting there.
I think so. I think, you know, a lot of it is your voice. It's unique.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And definitely your influences should be heard throughout, I think, new music. But the fact that it still takes a little bit of the history of the great musicians and still is original sounding and fresh to thirsty ear holes like our listeners, that's the treat. That's the stuff I like to put down their ears.
Oh, and, right on.
Yeah, and they're not going to be disappointed as I spin this album.
I hope not.
So, thanks for putting out another dandy.
Well, thank you. Thanks for listening to it and appreciating where we're coming from. It means a lot.
So, what could people expect from a live performance of Scrap-O-Matic?
Well, it can kind of cut many different ways. We started off as a duo, Paul playing guitar, both of us singing, and kind of making it a real porch experience, a lot of hand clapping and stuff like that, foot stomping. But we have, and we do play with up to a five-piece band. We have a bass player who doubles on tuba and stand-up, and a fantastic singer named Christina Beatty, who sings and also plays fiddle, and then a drummer. So, it depends on where we are, who's in town, who's around, but I think on this upcoming tour here, it'll mostly be duo stuff, so real stripped-back versions of what's on the record and on the first record too.
Nice. So it'd be the two of you guys mostly?
For the most part, yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, well, we try to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
try to sound like as many people as possible. There's nothing more boring than just two guys kind of sitting there, so we try to keep some silliness in it, too.
Well, yeah, you got to be silly in everything you do.
Amen to that.
And that's how I get by, making the others kind of giggle a little bit.
I hear you.
And you've been pretty busy. Paul's pretty busy in New York City,
yep.
Band leader and other things. Songwriter, right?
Yeah.
For Transition?
Yeah. That is a Scrapmatic song. He wrote it. Yeah.
Correct. So that's a great song.
Oh, thank you.
I've been playing that, and I've been playing Let the Mermaids.
Oh, right on. Mississippi John Hurt.
Yeah, I've been swinging that occasionally from the old album. It's just fun.
Cool.
Yeah, and, well, you see, you're doing like 125 dates, it says here, annually with Derek Trucks.
Yeah, you know, that's slowed down a little bit this year because he's playing with the Allman Brothers. He's doing a Clapton tour.
Yeah, he's all over the joint.
Yeah, he's a hard-working man. So I got a lot of downtime, but usually, yeah, we're out about 120, 130 dates a year.
Yeah, I had the chance to speak with him a few months back. I chased him forever.
Yeah, he's a hard one to pin down.
Yeah, and Blake was pretty funny about it all. It was kind of like I finally used the hot chick scenario. Like, I guess he's just the hot chick that I'll never get. And Blake was like, the next email I got like a minute later was like, let me see what I can do about getting you the hot chick. So Blake, you know, your boy Blake hooked me right up. I appreciate it. And I already have my tickets for when you folks are coming around our way in like May.
Oh yeah, right. Okay.
I forget where it is. Oh, the Warner Theater.
Okay.
In Torrington, Connecticut. It's a beautiful old venue, and my wife and I are third row center.
Oh, awesome.
I was the first regular guy to get tickets.
Regular guy.
Yeah, I was the first regular Steady Eddie to get one. It's excellent. So I'm looking forward to that already.
Great.
I'm hoping to see you guys Thursday night at Toad's as well.
Okay. I'll look out for you.
Yeah.
Come up and say hi.
I certainly will. So what else are you up to?
You know, that's about it. Actually, Paul and I are doing, I mean, we're always writing. We've got enough stuff for another album, actually. We actually recorded Alligator Love Cry last summer.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully in the next 3 or 4 months we'll be able to, you know, we've got tons of material. And we're also writing with and for Christina Beatty, who sang and played fiddle on her record. Because she's doing a record for Manhattan, which is basically Blue Note Records.
Mm-hmm.
People who brought you Norah Jones and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we're doing a bunch of collaborating with her. That's hilarious. So that's kind of where our main focus is now.
Is there one song out there that you wish you wrote?
In the world?
Yeah, like if there was one song you could say, man, I wish that was the one that fits me the most, my style.
Bring It On Home to Me by Sam Cooke.
There you go.
Yeah, one of my all-time favorite songs. Breaks me up every time.
I appreciate the quick answer. That's an honest one. Thank you.
Sure.
You know, the thing I appreciate about your sound, Derek Trucks' band sound, and a lot of new artists that I'm finding is the fact that it's really genre unknown. You can't just stick it in one shelf and say, yes, you DJs that play this is all for you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I mean, you guys are bluesy, jazzy, that sweet-sounding Sam Cooke soul, and yeah, and you get, every now and then, like you said, with the hands, like scat almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Real?
Well, I think that's just, a lot of that comes from not being able to afford a horn section.
Yep.
But, you know, it keeps it different.
Well, hey, one of my favorite games is still kick the can or kick, you know, throw the rock at the wire.
Right.
You know, simple things for simple folks. And
the tools at hand, yeah.
It seems to work out well for most of us.
Yeah, right.
And, yeah, but you guys are you know, very innovative for just two fellas.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And that is a hot commodity in the music industry these days. And, I want more people to hear your stuff.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a fine line to walk. You sometimes you can get so eclectic that you just kind of disappear into the ether. So I appreciate hearing that. There's some cohesion there.
Yeah, I mean this new album is as bluesy and it has a little Cajun flavor to it, where it all kind of ties together, sort of. And I think the first time I played it was shortly after the Crocodile Hunter had passed away.
Oh yeah.
And I dedicated something off of it to him. You know, the alligator. Come on. So that went well.
Good.
You know, hey.
Glad we could be there.
And yeah, where did the title come up? Alligator Love Cry. I mean,
you know, it was
kind of kinky.
The title of a song that we couldn't quite finish to get onto this record, and now it is almost finished. And so we were looking for an album title and looking for lyrics, and it just kind of fit the mood of the record, we thought, so we figured we'd just use it. Paul came up with it, and it's his tune, too.
And there it is. And you guys are going to be back in Connecticut, I think, yeah, November 12th, supporting, you're going to be with Dave Mason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeez,
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, we're kind of, it's kind of just making the rounds in the Northeast here.
Good for you. You got some nice venues, a lot of really nice venues for what you're going to be doing. You're going to be with Devin and Honey Tribe.
Yep.
In November as well. They're going to be up our way Friday, right after you guys.
Oh, okay.
In New London. So I'll be hanging out with Devin, actually, Friday in Pedro.
Nice.
Wow. And John Popper Project. I hear that's pretty hot.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard it yet, but I know that's happening in November, too, I think. Or is it November?
October 20th and 21st.
Okay, thank you.
You and Jonah Smith's going to play, too, on the 21st. Wow.
Yeah.
He's got a nice little album.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, just a couple things out of it.
Yeah.
I really dug what I heard.
It's pleasant.
He's a unique guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's pleasant. I imagine live it would be a little better than even on the album. And that's what, I can't imagine what you guys sound like live. I look forward to your first live album.
Okay.
So, hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
We're on it.
Yeah, I figured you are. Or at least one or two tracks. I imagine it's got to be a treat. So I guess...
Yeah, it's not too far removed from what the record sounds like. Just a little more raw, even if that's possible.
Yeah, I can't imagine the sound getting much rawer. But that if that is not a reason to head on out to Toad's Place this Thursday, I don't know what is. And for those that can't make it, they're going to be, Scrap-O-Matic will be in Fairfield on Sunday, November 12th, so it's a Sunday. Perfect day to go out with Dave Mason.
Right on.
So, I mean, there's plenty of dates for people to make. You got to try this band out. And I want to thank you for spending a little bit of time.
Great.
And So one last quick thing before you go. I heard we couldn't chat the other day because you were doing something with an A&E project.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got going? Nancy?
That kind of popped up. We the Derek Trucks Band was doing. We recorded. It's a show called Breakfast with the Arts. It's on A&E.
Yep.
And yeah, they've been bouncing that around for a while. So we finally found some time to do that. So yeah, but I think that's going to air. Maybe a week from Saturday, something.
Oh,
like that.
And now what did you do? Did you?
We just did a couple songs, and then they interviewed Derek for a while, and still short and sweet. Yeah.
Hmm. Ignored the singer, huh?
Yeah.
Sure,
that's okay with the thing.
That whole virtuoso thing, yeah, I know. God, yeah, it would be okay with me, too.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much for hanging out, and I look forward to chatting with you anytime down the road where you think it might fit on into your schedule, and hope to see you either this Thursday or the next time you guys are around on November 12th.
Great, thanks a lot. I'll look out for you.
Thanks, you'll definitely know it's me.